Delaware 1059. Good morning. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Dan. I had texted you earlier and you had responded. I was wondering if you were interested in talking about a Welsh elementary school on the Dover Air Force Base.
I am. Now, are you the person that months ago clued me in on this, or is that someone else?
Probably I am. I've been trying to reach out to media to get awareness of this situation.
Now, let me bring people up to speed before. This is an elementary school, I guess, that it was going to be $44 million construction on the air base. They had a groundbreaking back in 2019, I believe. A groundbreaking for a new school on the air base. $48 million school to replace another school, and it was going to be overseen by the Caesar Rodney School District. Now, months and months ago, I was given pictures of the building that is just a shell and no work being done for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's just sitting there as an empty shell, certainly not completed at all. And now you have another update, you're saying?
Well, I would just like to elaborate more on that. The school was started almost 5 years ago. It is a school that's going to replace an old school that was knocked down, and it will be run by the school district, Caesar Rodney School District, once it's complete.
Right.
But the it was under construction for maybe 6 months, and it was shut down. And it was supposed to be a two-month shutdown. It turned into a year. So the year passes. Construction starts back up, starts up for maybe 2 or 3 months, and it's shut down again. And they are saying there are numerous structural issues that are so severe that now the school needs to be knocked down. After, you know, there's plumbing in there, there's electric in there, there's HVAC. But the most important thing that I'm trying to get across to the public and to anybody that'll listen is contractors. Okay, let me back up. We know what was going on in 2020. You know, businesses were shutting down, factories were shutting down. These contractors were aware of that, and they bought a majority of the materials so that they can continue with construction in the wake of a possible manufacturing shutdown.
Right.
Well, the school is shut down, and these contractors have not been paid. They've got millions of dollars of material sitting out there in containers, and they haven't been paid. I'll just give you an example because I work for an electrical contractor.
And you're talking about on the job site there, on the former job site.
So we have bought all the lights for the complete school. It's sitting out there in trailers. We have bought all the electrical switch gear and panels and wire. You know what has happened to the price of copper in the last 5 years.
Yes.
But we haven't been paid.
Oh, no.
And we're not the only contractor. There's several other large contractors that are out a tremendous amount of money. And so if you're not concerned about the contractors and the men and women that are out of work, what about the children that were going to go to this school? What about the teachers that are working in a dilapidated 1960s building that's falling apart and they need this school?
Well, sir, the tens of millions of dollars of waste, incredible waste.
Yes. And they're going to knock it down, Dan. You saw the pictures. I don't know if they've spent their whole budget, but they are going to knock this building down and they want to start over. So they're going to ask now for how much more money, because we know what has happened to the economy and what has happened to the price of materials. If it was $49 million 5 years ago, what's it going to be now?
Imagine they start building a new school, they get millions into it, and they're not complete yet, and they're going to tear it down and start over?
Yes, and no one wants to talk about this. I've reached out to Senator Carper, Senator Coons. I've reached out to the newspapers. And this is my attempt to get it out to the public that, you know, we're really suffering a hardship here when you put out millions of dollars as a contractor and you can't get paid.
And the reason you're reaching out federally is because this is financed by the Department of Defense Education. It's a federally financed situation through the Army Corps of Engineers or something, right? Isn't it?
Yes, it is. The Army Corps of Engineers are the ones that are overseeing this job. And I might add, they are the inspection agency. So let's make this into a little smaller thing. Let's say you're building a house.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the plumbing done.
Yep.
A plumbing inspector comes in and looks at it and okays it. Well, the Army Corps is looking at this, and they're saying it's okay. And they're the ones that have... They never discovered these structural issues until way down the road. And it's astonishing that we've let a job get this far. And at this point, and now we have determined that, hey, there are such structural issues that we can't fix them, that we need to knock this building down and start all over again.
Hey, to the people that listen to this show from Senator Carper's office and Senator Coons' office, this is a serious situation that you should look into. This is tens of millions of dollars in federal waste. And
I would welcome anyone to call, Dan, sorry to interrupt you,
yeah,
because that was my attempt, just to get this information out to the public and for them to realize how much waste is taking place here, and no one wants to speak about it. I mean, no newspaper will pick up this story. I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, and you've got the photos of the building just sitting there, you know, I don't want to say half done. I don't know what if it's half or three quarters or a quarter of the way done. I don't know, but...
And one more thing that I might add, those will be the last photos, because now the Corps has said you can't go back onto the base to get your own material that you paid for, unless you give us 72 hours notice and we will give you permission, or we will deny you access to get your own materials that you bought and paid for that are just sitting out there, because ideally we'd like to use that on other jobs. Why buy material for another job when you've already bought it and it's sitting in a trailer?
Unbelievable. So, unbelievable. And I feel your pain on that. That is something. Thank you, sir, for the call. I have to take a hard break, as you know.
Take care. Thanks, Dan.